Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series.
My guest today is Dr. Christoph Malvel, Chief Technology Officer and Senior Executive Vice President of Soitec Innovation. He joined Soitec in 1993 and was a driving force behind the company's joint research activities with CEA Leti. For several years, he led new SOI process development, oversaw SOI technology transfer from R&D to production, and managed customer certifications. He also served as Vice President, SOI Products Platform at Soitec, working closely with key customers worldwide. He has authored or co-authored more than 30 papers and also holds 30 patents. Welcome to the podcast, Christoph.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
First, I'd like to ask, what brought you to Soitec in 1993?
A series of opportunities, I would say. And at that time, as a young engineer, I was looking for PhD to be done. And Michel Bruel, that invented the SmartCut originally, was looking for a PhD student that would be interested in carrying some wafer bonding and layer transfer studies in the for the SOI application. Well, I decided at that time that looked at very interesting applied research type of topic. I was really looking for something that would bring me to the clean room and learn a lot into the semiconductor processing steps. So I joined that PhD thesis in together with Soitec and Leti. And then I never left the project somehow. Then I joined Soitec. It was 12 people at that time. We grew that SOI process for some time. I was then process engineer. And then, the company has been growing, and I've been growing with the company, having different type of jobs from process engineers, development leader, product VP, as we were growing with business units, then business unit leader, sales manager, site manager. And then at some point, I said, you've been here for a while, and we need a CTO that knows the technology and the business side of it. And so I embarked for the CTO job, and that's my job as of today. So it's been 33 years, and still super excited into all these opportunities of engineered substrates.
Oh, that's a great story. We've been working with Soitec for several years, and it's been a pleasure. There's been so many events we participated in, so active in the ecosystem. So let me ask, what does the industrial availability of 28 SI FD SOI wafers enable for quantum computing that was not possible before? I mean, why is this such an important milestone for scalable silicon-based quantum processors?
Yeah, that's a great question that is unlocking a lot of dimensions of what Soitec can do with engineered substrates. And if we look at the global end results, the industrial availability of 28 SI FD-SOI wafers brings something that was not possible before the access to this isotopically purified silicon with the control specification. So, but to understand, first, there is in the quantum computing application, we have to bring this isotopically purified silicon, which is kind of the holy grail or spin-based quantum computing. Whenever the customers are taking an electronics way of building qubits, and the reason is that the 28 silicon, this isotope, is eliminating the noise that kills the qubits. Standard silicon, we have mostly 29 silicon. That isotopes create some magnetic impacts for the quantum information. So you have to see that around the atom, there is this magnetic field that is creating some magnetic noise that is impacting the electrons. Because the natural silicon has about 5% of these 29 silicon isotopes with the nuclear spin. And these spins, We have to see that they are acting like very tiny wandering magnets, flip and flop, and defacing the electron spin qubits. by using this isotopically purified 28 silicon, we create a semiconductor vacuum that has a zero nuclear spin, and the qubit can live in a magnetically quiet environment, which is extending the coherence time by orders of magnitude. And this is so important for the quantum computing information. So what we do is typically the usual approach that we have in Soitec. So we looked at the challenge for the quantum computing companies that are doing the qubits by electronics. And you know, we've been working with Coley on that topic, and they explained us this issue with the silicon. And so we then looked at how we can integrate these pure means 99.9999% layers of silicon with this special isotope, and integrate that into a fully depleted SOI substrate, which then can enable to have these very efficient electronics built on the FD-SOI. When I say there's multiple elements, the fully depleted SOI is another element of our technology. So not only we are integrating this special silicon in it, but also we are putting it in our special fully depleted SOI. Fully depleted refers to the ultra thin silicon layer that we are bringing on top of an embedded oxide, a buried oxide into the layer. And this creates a confinement, a natural geometric confinement for the electrons. Typically the layer is less than 10 nanometer. And so with the oxide in the bottom, we can access not only from the top, which is the conventional way of building a device, by putting a gate on top of this ultra-thin silicon. But with the oxide on the bottom, we can also access from the backside, which is enabling the designers to build a back gate. And it gives a unique lever to tune the electrical environment of the qubits and the threshold voltage of the surrounding CMOS, a cryo CMOS, I would say, because it's done at low temperature, which allows to control the circuits independently. And the last thing is, well, we are doing that on a conventional base of a 28 nanometer FD-SOI, which is done with ST. And this is already operating in large volume with a great control of the uniformities of the process parameters into the fab. And by implementing this specific isotope of the silicon into a pre-existing manufacturing line, then we are accelerating the path to high volume manufacturing for a quantum computing application.
Oh, interesting. So why is validating these wafers inside STMicroelectronics 300 millimeter fab such a critical step in moving quantum technology from R&D to real world applications?
As I a little bit said, but let me deploy a little bit more that answer. While running these wafers in a 300 millimeter fab, it's giving us access to process control, already established learning cycles already made, and characterization infrastructures that are typically not available in a research clean room. So we get more statistics and a much lower noise in terms of the viability, which is accelerating the learning. This is what allows Coley to design quantum devices with industrial constraints in mind, and that from the very beginning. But we have to understand that building a qubit is something that is now accessible from multiple technologies. We have been working some different type of SOI to work with different customers in photonics type of SOI, and here when I talk about this 28 silicon, about electronics based quantum qubits. But in the real world, the applications, they require hundreds to thousands of perfect qubits, usually people call logical qubits. Technologically, it means quality and yield of the qubits at million scales that are provided by the quality of the wafer and the quality of the fab. We need to have mature substrates entering the fab, but also a mature yield and reproducibility in terms of the process. And this is why being able to introduce engineered substrates that are specifically modified for the quantum application into a fab that is already running large volume of FD-SOI wafer. It's a key milestone for quantum industry, and that's what we can put together with Soitec wafers into STMicro fab.
From a European perspective, how does this milestone strengthen Soitec's role within the continent's emerging quantum ecosystem?
So we had at the European level and within the Grenoble local ecosystem, we had multiple communication recently showing this time with Cobly, but as I said, we have also other customers behind. But that project here demonstrates not only a credible, but also a time-bound path towards million qubit systems, which is necessary condition for quantum computers to deliver the real, I would say, industrial value or application value. And the simple idea is making qubits using the same industrial principles that have enabled some of the semiconductor industry to scale transistors. So here we add this opportunity together with Orano, Air Liquide, STM, and Cobly, and Soitec to provide this unique FD-SOI silicon 28 wafer, which provides EU with a worldwide leading silicon-based quantum computer ecosystem. And that's been showing also the commitment and the importance of industrial semiconductor industry in the development of quantum computing solutions. Typically, we read a lot about research around quantum computing in the lab, but here we are have to understand that the real breakthrough is that we are directly upgrading some existing CMOS devices with a quantum level into the fab. And so it's clearly accelerating the path to volume and clearly, you know, in the bringing from the lab to the fab, we are directly putting the lab in the fab, I would say, by upgrading the substrate that we are launching into a mature device line. And this is done here in Europe, so that's super important in what we're doing. And we are that's very so important from a Soitec standpoint to be able to tune that device, that substrate, sorry, directly into a mature ecosystem.
From my experience, Soitec is known for focusing on industrialization rather than isolated breakthroughs. So how does that mindset shape your approach to innovation and emerging technologies like quantum computing?
That's a very interesting point, and that's typically in the daily mindset of my team. In the way we drive the innovation and the way we are managing our innovation. So, and this is also linked to the maturity of the company. For a long time, we've been looking at how you push the limits and demonstrate some unique substrates and unique capabilities, showing a cross-section of the type of layers that we can implement together. And while growing and having more partnership with the customers, we clearly moved to two types of mindset in terms of the innovation, design to cost and design to manufacturing. Design to cost more linked to some consumer application, I would say. In the quantum computing space, we are not talking design to cost per se now, but this design to manufacturing gets very, very important. And as a conclusion of wrap up of the previous questions that we have, we clearly think about the substrate as a design to manufacturing, meaning what we implement has to be compatible with the large volume in the fab. And even though this is a special wafer that we will have a few of them run into the fab, they have to be compatible with the large volume manufacturing, and especially they have to be compatible with the yield and the maturity that's required to build these 100,000 qubits on the few wafers that are going to be run.
Interesting. So why is building an end-to-end integrated European value chain central to Soitec's long-term innovation strategy? You know, what are you trying to accomplish here?
I would say that can be said it's a strategic preference for Soitec, but not only. It's also a fundamental requirement when industrializing disruptive technologies and also contributing to the technological sovereignty in Europe. I would say we view this integrated approach in terms of typically three different critical lenses. One is we want to accelerate the path from the lab to the market. And this innovation in material science, like our smart cell process, will only be valuable if it can be manufactured at scale. So by coordinated pan-European consortiums, we can bridge the gap between early stage research and high volume industrial impact. And I have a couple of examples of what has been done into Europe. We had a program called Move to TerraHertz, where we led a 27 member consortium to build a very robust European supply chain for indium phosphide, targeting 6G and AI data centers. Another example will be Beyond 5. This is a project where there was 37 partners to structure a full European supply chain for RF-SOI, enabling new domains of 5G and sensing. And the last example I'd like to bring into this this acceleration is what we call SOIL. That's a work with 38 partners where, well, we talked about FD-SOI, but here we are securing FD-SOI value chain from the material to the system for automotive and edge AI. So going from this European partnership, again, we have really the full supply chain validation from the research to the final system. That's so important, of course, in the path for volume. The second lens is strategic autonomy and resilience, of course. A few years ago, we remember there was a global chip crisis, which highlighted how fragile or fragmented our supply chain can be. And working on an integrated European value chain is aiming to ensure a kind of a virtuous cycle from innovation, from substrate design to foundries like STMicroelectronics to end user like Bosch. And this has to be remained within a secure and autonomous ecosystem. I think this can be seen as reducing the dependency of non-EU suppliers, protect our core competencies in strategic market segments, but overall to bring some very strategic parts into the overall worldwide supply chain, where then we can have some very balanced conversation overall from Europe to the rest of the world. And I think that's very key. The last lens is the co-innovation for complex systems. In the modern technological challenge we have in front of us, such as silicon carbide for electric vehicles or quantum computing, we talked about it, this requires deep collaboration across the entire value chain. And if I retain the smart SiC or the silicon carbide example, we had a transform project in Europe where we could partner with Bosch and other to build a trusted European silicon carbide value chain and validate and ensure that our substrate were perfectly tuned for the next generation power modules. So this end-to-end integrated European projects and initiatives are very key to accelerate, validate, secure the solutions we are providing.
I agree completely. Final question, Christoph. Advanced engineering substrates sit at the core of Soitec's portfolio, and they're very important in the industry. How does this milestone illustrate Soitec's strategy of using substrate innovation as a long-term platform to enable new technology waves such as quantum computing?
I think it's back to the way we are really defining our innovation and the way we are defining our engineered substrates. We like to integrate in our engineered substrate the materials innovation, the material contribution that is enabling, impacting positively our daily life. So this milestone, this talk about quantum computing we had today, it's a clear example on, and we talked about it, how do we look at what has to be the final solution and how we integrate that on our substrates, looking at the as fast as possible, as immediate as possible application into the volume by making sure that this material we are bringing into the structure of our substrate can directly fit with the requirements of the substrate that are used in a volume application, but delivering the final impact, the final benefit into the substrate. Another point also is we like to look at the sustainability as a driver. And when we combine this 28 silicon with FD-SOI, we are quite happy to bring together not only a coherent solution for the quantum computing, but also a low power solution. And by upgrading a proven solution like the FD-SOI in ST, we are also bringing a sustainable solution in terms of the power consumption and in terms of the CO2 emission that is reduced through this device, but also that is reduced through the mature supply chain we are doing. Indeed, with our smart cut process, we are reusing multiple times this donor wafer, and that's so important in terms of the total CO2 emission that we can lower into this very advanced solution. So it really sits at the core as a summary of Soitec. Like, we are really proud to bring this new material into a special substrate that really then goes into a mainstream solution, but also making sure that we do that in protecting the planet.
Great. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Christoph. Thank you for your time. And it's also a pleasure to work with Soitec on these new innovations. So hopefully we can meet next time you're out in Silicon Valley.
I hope so. Yeah, it would be a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.